Here's another exclusive live track from Sun King Studio 92, powered by Klipschaudio on WTTSFM.com.
Hey, Warren, I can't tell you, I think on behalf of everybody here that's packed into this Sun King Studio 92 today, what a pleasure it is for us to have you here.
Thank you. My pleasure.
My son, my young son, he's not as young as he used to be, getting to be a young adult, tracked you down last night at at your performance. Huge fan. Do you see a lot of new faces? I mean, your appeal is so universal. Are you seeing a lot of younger people going to your shows?
Yeah, the crowds are getting younger and younger, and we're seeing more, even like 14, 15-year-old folks coming out. And I meet a lot of people after the show that are in their teens and say, "Oh, tonight's my first Government Mule show. I just heard about you guys, blah, blah, blah." And it's the same crowd that's just discovering Hendrix and Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd for the first time, you know, which is awesome, because what's happening is that music is kind of having the same impact on them that it had on us, because it's amazing music. And so Government Mule being one of these bands that is kind of trying to keep that alive, we're appealing to a lot of young kids that feel like there is better music than the pop mainstream, you know.
Yeah, that's, and we're very grateful for that. Is it hard for you? You participate in, you know, the Allman Brothers plus On Your Own and Government Mule. Is it hard for you to shift in and out of these roles?
Not really. It's kind of a welcome change. You know, every time I start to get not bored with, but maybe saturated with one thing, I have the opportunity to do something else, which kind of keeps me fresh. And I think it's one of the things that keeps me inspired, is having all these amazing opportunities and being surrounded by such an array of wonderful musicians and artists. I wouldn't be happy just doing one thing all the time, I don't think.
The format, tell me about the format of the new record, Shout. You did some collaborations on this record with some pretty interesting people.
Well, Shout started out as just the next Government Mule record. We didn't go into the studio with any intentions of it being anything different. And then gradually we got the idea for one song, maybe we should invite Elvis Costello to come in and sing, because there was a song that we had recorded that sounded way different for us and reminded us more of like early Attractions or something. And then there was another song that had a similar sort of experience where we thought of Dr. John, and then another song where we thought of Toots from Toots and the Maytals. And once we had thought of three guests, we thought, well, it's crazy to just have those people sing a small little piece of the song. Why don't we have them sing the entire song and then do a bonus version, an alternate version? And of course that led to, why don't we just do an alternate version of every song? And so the next thing you know, it's a two CD release. So disc one is all Government Mule with no guests, and disc two is the same songs but different versions being sung by Dave Matthews, Jim James, Ben Harper, Grace Potter, Steve Winwood, Ty Taylor from Vintage Trouble, Glenn Hughes, Miles Kennedy, and of course the people that I mentioned. And everyone took the song and made it their own, which is really, I'm very proud of it for a bunch of reasons. I think if it was just one disc, I would still feel like it's one of the best, or maybe the best record that we've done. But with the bonus disc, you get two versions, so it gives you a better insight into the songs. And then you also kind of get an insight into what it is that singers do when they interpret a song. You hear my version, you hear someone else's version, they're entirely different, but they're the same song. And so I think in some ways it'll be enlightening and on that front, because people are always wondering, you know, what's the melody, and where does improvisation begin and the melody end and all that sort of stuff. And with this, you kind of get a glimpse of that, I think.
And this, this also, is this your first one on Blue Note? Is that
it is? Yeah.
And that's kind of, you know, that's kind of nice too, not to separate one label out from another. But I guess when you think about Blue Note, you think about, well, pretty serious music.
I've been a jazz fan all my life, and I probably have more Blue Note records than any other label. And it's an honor to be on the label. But the reason we're on the label is because Don Was is the new president, and he is a fan of what we do. And so he and I were talking about the new record, and he kind of fell in love with the whole thing and encouraged us to do some sort of merger. And because we have our own label, we paid for the record ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then when it was done, we talked to a handful of labels about how to put it out.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listen, we want to get back to some more great Warren Haynes and Government Mule music. Well, please, once again, give a round of applause for Warren Haynes.